Blackstone Audio presents Blacklight Blue by Peter May. This book bears a dedication for John, Ian, and Suzanne. We are linked by blood, and blood is memory without language. Joyce Carol Oates. Prologue. Spain, July 1970. She had caught the young woman's eye the day before, by the swimming pool. The little boy was in a foul mood, still unsteady on his feet and determined to defy his mother. But it didn't matter. She had already decided. He was the one. His mother's smile was strained.
"He's hungry. He's always bad-tempered when he's hungry. His brother's just the same. We can all be a bit grumpy when we need to eat."
It was almost a defence, as if she was empathising with him already. His mother would remember the conversation for the rest of her life, and always wonder. It was midday then, and across a sun-burnished bay the jumble of white, red-roofed buildings that clustered around the church was reflected in deepest turquoise. Now, just 2 hours after sunset, it was moonlight that spilled across its mirrored surface, seen in a backward glance from where the dark hills folded one upon the other, before the Mediterranean disappeared from view. Yesterday's calm anticipation had been replaced by fear verging on panic. The blood, sticky and dark, was everywhere. On her hands, on the steering wheel, a careless moment, the razor-sharp edge of a freshly cut fingernail. A sleepy hand that grazed her cheek as it reached out to grasp her neck. From the darkened terrace, she had seen his parents in the light of the restaurant on the far side of the pool.